Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Boom. 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 Boom.
Standing there looking at the man in the mirror. To make a change when you're so far gone. Feeling like your dreams couldn't be any further. But you're doing what you gotta do just to keep the lights on. Bringing hearts from light and rain. But it won't let up go away. We've all seen brighter days. Not alone, cause I'm just one call away. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just caused down. Everything will turn back. You got the whole world on your shoulders. You try to walk with it, but you stumble and fall again. Out here on your own, thinking nobody loves you. And you wouldn't be mad if you didn't wake up the next day. But you're bringing hard, so your knees don't feel a thing. Won't fool this masquerade. If there's a God, why won't he help me through the pain? The reason why is to make a stronger man. So don't forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever, it's just for right now. Everything will turn back, oh, back around. So you don't have to stay on, you don't gotta stay off the ground. I'll pick you up. Oh, I'll pick you up, oh, oh. I'll pick you up. I'll pick you up.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Greetings. This is Sister Nicole of the Star and Crescent Report, and today we will not be having a live show due to some technical difficulties. Our clips were not being, clips were not going through. They were hanging up. The computer was shutting down. We were having a really difficult time. So today there will not be a live show. More than likely Saturday or even Tuesday, we will come back with a live show. This is why we have been trying to get an independent server, and that's difficult to do without your help and support via donation. So please, if you have anything that you can give, that would be greatly appreciated. Again, enjoy your replay and have a blessed day.
You're now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're tuned into the voice of the voiceless. This is the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad, and we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites. Be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and throughout the solar system. This is the platform for black empowerment, black liberation, and black edification. This is your platform. This is the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled Standing in No Man's Land, the End of Pax Americana. Brothers and sisters, that says a lot there. As I was listening to a few interviews a few days ago, matter of fact, yesterday, right before I went to martial arts class, and there was one in particular. And in this thing, this interview, the white guy, he was talking about how bad it's going to be and how America is failing at everything she is trying. Everything. She's a bankrupted power. She's standing exposed. All of the nations are rising up to challenge her. As I'm listening to him talk, I'm thinking this man must have went and read one of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad books, or he must have talked to one of the brothers who stayed with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because what was coming off his lips was almost a verbatim of what was taught and what to expect to happen to America in her last days. See, and what's so amazing about this is that this is no longer arguable. No one is arguing that America will not collapse. No one is arguing that America is not insolvent or bankrupt. Nobody's arguing that the Western world is in decline socially, economically, politically, scientifically, morally, ethically, and geopolitically. They're in decline. There's no argument coming from the other side to refute these things. As a matter of fact, the other side is bearing witness to this stuff. So, but the argument that we hear mumbles from are from those who will benefit the most from the collapse of Pax Americana. Well, for some of you who don't understand what Pax Americana is and why the show is titled Standing in No Man's Land, again, as I was listening to one of the interviews, the guy says, I don't know, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't know what to do. It seems like now we're standing in a no man's land. He's talking about the economic situation. He's talking about the political situation and the geopolitical situation. And then I said, man, this, and it hit me. I said, this must be, these devils must know that this is the end of the Western world. They really, really see, because you can actually feel the fear, the excitement, and the consternation coming out of them, the dissatisfaction, the disbelief that system that they thought would hold up forever is collapsing and falling down. This is why I say it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. These are not hollow words being echoed over and over. These are words which are gratifying to the soul because it is true, because we are being vindicated in every motion of world events, every motion that is in the economic spectrum of things, every motion that is in the political side of things. We are watching the vindication of the saints, the messengers, the prophets, the apostles, and all of their followers. This is what the Bible talked about, that vindication time. And so we have to get a picture of this. And one thing, again, I'm listening to another interview, and let your brother talk to you for a minute. You know how we lay the base. And I'm listening to the other interview, and one devil said, and this is a separate interview, one devil says, he was talking about the economics. He was talking about the geopolitical. He was talking about other aspects of what's going on. And he said, most people don't want to hear this. And I've been telling you this on the show for the longest, right? And matter of fact, did I make a footnote of it? Let's see. He says, most people don't want to hear it. I don't have the footnote with me. Because it's going to get bad. They don't want to hear this, anything that takes them out of the foolishness that they are in. And they don't understand, and he was going into it, how all of these things connect together. Where did you hear that from? Huh, brothers and sisters? He was talking about how the economics go hand in hand with the military, the geopolitics he's talking about. And that goes hand in hand with the politics. That goes hand in hand with prophecy. This is exactly what we're telling you on the show, and now the devil is coming out of the woodwork saying the exact same thing. Right? But we blazed the path for you to understand these things. We gave you a head start on all of this before it happened, before these devils coming out. But you think that's something the devil is going to be forced to admit even more than what he's talking about right now. Because the judgment is intensifying. And he's losing everything. Isn't that something? He's losing allies. He's losing respect. The nations no longer fear respect and stand in awe of America. Why? Because they see something. And they are filling out the time. They know what Scripture says. And so they're abiding and waiting their time, their moment, to challenge the so-called unrivaled superpower, America. So, for those of you who don't know the terms of Pax Americana, that's P-A-X, Americana. For those of you who do not understand what that means, according to Google, and this is what the white man's definition, it says, for the trilateral world of Pax Americana, centered, listen to this, centered on the United States, Western Europe, and Japan, the 25 years following World War II marked an era of unprecedented peace and prosperity. Why Japan? Because America wanted to extend her hand to Asia, right? She wanted to have a permanent Asian military base. So she never left Japan. And she saw Japan as a hedge against China and Russia both at the same time. So she included the Japanese market into the Pax Americana. A lot of that's going to flip soon, but it's something that was said here. The 25 years following World War II marked an era of unprecedented peace and prosperity. Now, you and I with common sense know that no peace followed. But the peace that they're talking about is the peace that the white world or the Western world enjoyed, the prosperity that they enjoyed by going into other nations illegally and unjustly, bombing and destroying and balkanizing and taking the resources, forcing governments, tyrant governments on the people. America in the West complains about the tyrannical governments, yet they go, and I think they say out of the dictators, America supports 90-some% of the dictators. Yet she's always talking about democracy. And all of the dictators have their root in Britain, France, and in America. They were imposed on the people in these nations. All of this stuff is being blunted, and it is blowing back to help bring down the American empire. So there has been no peace since America has centered the world on her. There has been no prosperity outside of the grand theft and scheme of things for America, Great Britain, France, Germany, and the Western colonial powers outside of Japan. Japan, she was included in this. Not because they so loved the Japanese and wanted to be equitable. It's because that was their land aircraft carrier. You understand? And this is bankrupting empire. brothers and sisters, is a full-fledged demise of the American Republic, the American Empire, and the Western-centered or Western order globally. There's no denying this. There is absolutely no denying that the world that you see today is in decline. The world that you see today is dying. And they're screaming and they're telling you these things themselves because they see. They understand that the fall of America is imminent. The messenger says it's ongoing. So we're looking at these things. And I want to say they're playing tricks with the dashboard also, too, brothers and sisters, while I'm talking to you. But it's okay. They can play the games because this is very important. We've got to get the gist of what's going on. We've got to understand that the American system is in decline. It's collapsing. And there's nothing she can do. That's why she tries to force other nations to give up nuclear weapons. Think about this. I want you to think about all this because we're talking geopolitics. We're talking politics. We're talking economics. We're talking about all that. And if you have anything to chime in on, you are welcome to raise your hand and we can talk about this in a civil way. Okay, but I want you to think about this. She sanctioned Iran, right? She doesn't want Iran to get nuclear weapons. She bombed Libya after Libya gave up her nuclear weapon program. She bombed Saddam after it was verified that Saddam had no more weapons, right? She is demanding North Korea give up her weapons, yet she has not once told Britain, France, or any of our allies to give up their weapons. She has not once said that she would dismantle her weapons. As a matter of fact, there was a worldwide forum on the outlawing of nuclear weapons. In America, it was two nations that refused to participate and two nations that denounced the forum that all of the world nations came together to take legal action. And those two nations were, which were one and the same, America and Israel. She wants everybody to disarm. Think about this. While she is talking about investing another $2 trillion in upgrading her weapons of mass destruction. Do you ever think about these things? Do you see what I'm trying to show you is the hypocrisy. I'm trying to show you the system as it's laid bare, and you see the unjust people and their thoughts and their manners and their speaking in this system. You'll see that it is destined to be removed because it is unjust and unrighteous, and it cannot carry on, brothers. It must be removed, okay? So, and I bring up these points because I want you to think about it, because these are simple points that most people don't analyze, most people look over because they're so simple. Think about it. She's in Syria without the approval of the Syrian government. She's daring Syrian forces to advance in Syrian territory, right? She's openly talking about supplying opposition forces with weapons while she's training them and funding them, right? But this is just, even though it breaks all of the international laws, all of the international norms. See, this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we're going to see how all this adds up to what Elijah Muhammad says. See, then if Iran gives the Yemen 2-3 missiles, it makes international news. Those missiles were Iranian. They are stepping beyond international law. But if they're allies, they should be able to arm them, right? America arms everybody else. Do you see how she thinks that her might equals her being right? Regardless of whom or what, she can just ignore the laws. Bomb nations, invade nations, set up military bases without the approval of governments and people. I was listening to, and this is some, see how I wanted to go another way, but see how Allah takes you in the way that he wants you to go. So I was listening to one of the Secretary of State, Tillerson, and one of the top generals, and they were talking about Iraq. And I'm paraphrasing. They said, well, right now we're in Iraq, and even if the Iraqi government tells us that they don't want us here no more, we'll just ignore it. We're here for the long haul. Do you see the arrogance in that? That's just like someone coming in your house and you're telling them you got to leave. You know, my family feels that you are a danger and that you pose a threat to us and that you are breeding violence in our yard and in our neighborhood ever since you've been here. The gangs and the thugs or whatever they want to say have come and start flocking to my yard and my porch or my patio because you are here. You are attracting them, and we need you to go. And then they look at you and tell you, to hell with you. I'm staying here. Regardless of your security or your family, regardless of the livelihood of your family, I'm going to stay here, and ain't nothing you can do. Do you see the madness in this? She sees it right to occupy other nations. But her American citizens don't say a word. But any time that any foreign military does war games on it's all news on the alternative media. They're getting ready to invade America. The UN is setting up military bases. It's an affront to the Constitution. You are in every land in the world. And yet if one or two foreign troops come on your soil, you're up in arms. Crazy, right? Do you see the hypocrisy? Well, I got the latest out like this. So you can actually look into the mind of these psychotic, sociopathic people that are called Americans. Because now we're standing in no man's land. And we are witnessing the end of Pax Americana. Again, let me go to a clip here. This talks about America and how she uses her policy to force nations through sanctions like she's done with Venezuela. She's forced Venezuela into a unofficial default by embargoing the oil and gas from Venezuela so Venezuela could not get the revenues up to pay on the debt that needed to be serviced a few days ago. See how wicked this nation is? Huh? Because the people stood by all her tricks against the Venezuelan nation. The people of Venezuela stood by their elected officials. Even though some of them have to eat garbage, they know that it is the empire that is trying to bring down their independent stance against imperialism. So they would prefer to eat garbage than to have America lift sanctions and break their nation. But America is so evil. This is what I'm saying. The nations are seeing this. They're seeing it not just through her talk, but they're seeing it through her actions. And so other people are recognizing that America wants you to give up your weapons so that she can come into your house, have you at the mercy of her guns, and kill your family. This is about a two-minute clip, and we'll come right back after this, okay?
The announcement that Secretary of Defense Mattis will not tolerate nuclear nations like North Korea having nuclear weapons is just one more indication of the incoherence of American foreign policy under the Trump administration. At the same time that Mattis is warning North Korea not to have nuclear weapons or even contemplate using them, the same Trump administration is refusing to certify the nuclear agreement that it made with Iran. Now, what exactly is the plan here? Do they want to have peaceful negotiations, or do they want people to have weapons and threaten them with nuclear destruction? There's no explanation here because we have a fundamental inherence because the Kudniks are now running our foreign policy, which means they don't like Iran, and therefore they're pressuring Trump to revoke this. So I think the message here is that any country that wants to be safe from United States aggression, from the aggression of the American empire, has to have nuclear weapons. And so this is clear. Any country that agrees to negotiate with the United States over these issues will be destroyed. And the best example I can give is Muammar Gaddafi of Libya. What happened to Libya after they agreed to negotiate with the United States in good faith? Hillary Clinton destroyed their country. So in spite of the incoherence, I think this is the message that's coming out loud and clear from Washington these days.
You see this, how he went back to Libya? You see how Libya plays a part in this? Again, remember what I told you, that Libya would play a part in the fall of America. So he used Libya as an example of what nations looked at and how they'll formulate their military posture and their foreign policy against America now. See, that example there. And now other nations are saying, oh, no, 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 no. We know what America is capable of. We know what she does. We know she does not honor agreements. We know that she does not abide by international law. So we have to arm ourselves to the teeth. It's just like all this bluster. And I kept telling you, brothers and sisters, that America, when she was all these past months, we're getting ready to attack North Korea. We're getting ready. And I kept telling you, brothers and sisters, don't believe all that. You know, this is bluster at this moment because the time wasn't right for it. You understand? At that moment, as the bluster built to the highest crescendo, it wasn't time. And I told you, you shouldn't be listening to them on that. What you should be looking at is the Middle East and North Africa. And what's ironic about this is that Brother Rashid and I were talking a few days ago. I had just, as a matter of fact, we had been texting each other back and forth, and I had just got in the house, and I got a phone call from one of my sources, and one of my sources was talking to me, and as he was talking, I was texting Rashid, telling him who this person was affiliated with. Rashid said, I don't care what, brother, you call me immediately when the, I don't care how late it gets, you call me when the phone call is over and let me know what's going on. And so I was telling Brother Rashid that this, and this is a white man, and he was telling me about something big was to be expected in the next few days or so, in the that would, it would be in Asia, but primarily in the Middle East, right? It wasn't 24 hours when America gave the green light for Saudi Arabia to kidnap the Lebanese prime minister for these nations to start blaming Iran, for America to start building up her military in Syria and in Iraq, and to start threatening these and pull together her wicked alliance to try to cower Russia, China, Syria, and Iran. It wasn't 24 hours after that. So what we're looking at, brothers and sisters, is an American power, a mad dog, an unleashed, unhinged dog that is foaming at the mouth and is mad as hell that other dogs have grown to size and they're pushing us off their land. This is something big, I'm telling you. This thing, the crescendo effect, these things, what is happening in America, she's suffering loss after loss. As a matter of fact, if we rewind for a minute, with all of this stuff, this bluster about North Korea, one of the top military planners a few days ago, former military planner, who was, I think he was tasked with formulating war doctrine for the U.S., he came out of nowhere and said that as things stand today, if a war between America and North Korea broke out, North Korea would probably be the victor. We've been saying. But all I'm saying is that what we're telling you is being verified by top officials in military here. So you should give us some type of second look. You should look into some of the things that we're saying. And how it all comes back to Elijah Muhammad, how the messenger said that in the end of America, she would be so perplexed because she would suffer loss after loss, and nation after nation would rise up to challenge her, and she would lose her footing and her standing globally, economically, politically, and militarily, or geopolitically. Are we not watching that here? Huh? I'm just asking. Are we not watching that take place right here, right now? And do you notice how every time we go so far in geopolitics, it always comes back to an example of Libya? Remember all the clips I've played you over the years about Libya? Huh? Do you see how it works? I continue to tell you, you cannot prove Elijah Muhammad to be a liar. It is an impossibility, because time and events will vindicate him eventually on everything that he has taught and that he's teaching and that he tells us on the matter of prophecy. We are looking at the end of Pax Americana. Brothers and sisters, I want to get to a few clips, okay? But I want to go to this clip here. This is a two-minute clip here. And this is what even former U.S. officials are saying about America. So I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this real quick, okay? And then we're going to come back after this. We're going to discuss it. Then we're going to maybe talk a little bit more on the geopolitics and then transition to the economic and political part so that you can see how this relates to prophecy. And we'll probably go into Message to the Black Man, Fall of America, Theology of Time. I'll say you have the right if we get a chance, because we're going to try to show you how these things are already written and spoken of, okay? So just give your brother time, and hopefully that the show will not be messed with and we can continue to go forward. But I want you to listen to what former diplomat is saying about American policy, okay?
Washington has been urging Iraq to pull Shia militias backed by Iran out of the country now that their anti-ISIL mission is over. U.S. Congress is currently considering slapping sanctions on the militias. But the response from Baghdad has been harsh, and it seems that several other countries are also not exactly on the same page with Washington.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that have been overtaken.
Popular Mobilization Unit fighters should be encouraged because they are the hope of the country and the region. No party has the right to interfere in Iraqi affairs.
We told Secretary Tillerson that as far as trade is concerned, our trade with North Korea has decreased significantly. As far as the question about the embassy goes, our embassy there is very small, but there is, in fact, an embassy. I told Secretary Tillerson that some other friendly countries should maintain embassies there.
We do need the support, I think, of our allies, the European allies and others, to make the case as well to Iran that this deal really has to be revisited.
We have the international community strongly behind the full implementation of the deal.
I think we developed a very bad habit during the early 1990s when we emerged, as they say, the sole remaining superpower. And we were in a position where pretty much everybody did whatever we told them to do. I think that those habits die hard, that people get into the habit of thinking, we can tell you to do this, we can tell you to do that, but they think we don't think that they notice that we're not as strong as we were, say, 20 years ago relative to other powers.
Hear that? Haven't we been telling you that? That America is not the power that she was 20, 30, 40 years ago. And the nations are not those ragtag powers that they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. And this is something that America cannot, she cannot comprehend. She cannot accept, because to accept this means that she is falling and others are rising. And she's arrogant. That hubris is what is part of her downfall. And so think about this. The distance from Iran to Iraq, they have a border together so you can stand on one side and walk to the other side. Okay? And they have a historical and cultural and a religious bond. All right? Iran and Iraq. Now, America, what's the distance from America to Iraq? According to Google, the distance from America to Iraq is 6,934 miles, and in some instances, 6,000 915 miles. But on average, 6,934 miles. Now, here's an invading power that has dozens of military bases in a nation that is smaller than the state of Texas. Right? So she has dozens of military bases there. She invaded there under false pretenses. She's occupied. She's bombed that nation back to the Stone Age. She refuses, as I said, Tillerson said, that even if they ask us to leave, we won't leave. And then she's demanding that the Iraqis, brothers in arms, brothers in religion, brothers in culture, neighbors in geography, to just pack up and leave, but she can stay. Think about what she said. All foreign fighters. You're a foreign fighter? The hell you mean? But that is the mind of a sociopath. Might makes right. But she does not wield the might that she once did. Are you getting this? I'm trying to show you how psychotic the thinking of those who wield power in America is. They are sociopaths. And they are narcissistic to think that America can do what she wants to do whenever she wants to do it, to whomsoever she decides to do it to. This is what has put her in that no man's land of debt, of dejection, of rejection, and of total decline. That mentality there. You understand? So, again, we are looking at something that most people don't want to talk about, most people don't want to hear, because it's not what they feel that they need, but I'm telling you, this is what you need, because this will save your life if you believe it. You understand? I want to make clear to you today that the entire system that has been built, sustained, and maintained by America and the Western world is inherently criminal and corrupt. I've been telling you this for the longest, right? Did you hear what Tillerson says about, he says, we, he's talking about America, would have to talk with our allies, European, listen, European, what he's saying? His colonial allies, because they want to colonize the Middle East again. They want to dominate North Africa again. They want to subjugate the rise of the black, brown, red, and yellow people. They want to prevent the rise and breakout of China, and they want to prevent the reemergence of Russia, because this means that America is falling. You understand? That's why Muhammad wrote that book, Fall of America. And in that book, Fall of America, he talks in depth about these actual events that are taking place. You just got to know what you're reading. And while she's expanding her military, remember that this doesn't come out of the blue. You have to pump money into this thing for all your military adventures and escapades. And all of your base and logistical centers and training centers and all of your deployment of troops and supplying so-called opposition with weapons and armory and trucks and tanks and anti-aircraft guns, these things are not free. And for an empire that is running on fumes, what it does is exposes the insolvency of the treasury and the incoherency of the policymakers. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm going to play this clip here. And remember what, I want to say this before I play this clip. This is a pretty long clip. This is about a 9-minute clip. So I want you to be patient when you hear this, okay? But remember, Muhammad turned, he coined the phrase, Muhammad coined the phrase, trick knowledge. That's what he coined, right? So when Muhammad was talking about that, he was telling you that this devil is such a scientist at what he does, tricking and lying and all of this stuff here, that it is hard for you to cipher through all of these things without a guide. Right? So, tricks, he said, he used two words, tricks and tricknology, right? Okay, according to the dictionary of ology, the definition means any science or branch of knowledge. So, this devil is a master. He has a doctorate degree and above in lying and tricking you and deceiving you. So Muhammad coined the phrase tricknology because this is a science in the Western world, right? Lying and deceiving you and making false to appear right and right to appear wrong. That's how they invaded Iraq, Libya, Syria. That's how they subjugated the African continent. That's how they went into Asia with the opium wars and the conquest of Central Asia and the periphery through lies and deceit. That's how they subjugated the natives here in the Western Hemisphere through a science. This is not something that is not planned. This is not something that is not thoroughly thought through. It is a science according to the definition. They are scientists at lying and deceiving the people. Right? And so the term tricknology is put forth by Muhammad describing the way, the plans and the policies and the politics and the economics of the Caucasian and the Caucasian world. Right? Of course it's right. You know it's right. And if you don't believe it's right, 347-989-0855. Again, 347-989-0855. So, this science of the Caucasian, of tricking the people, means that not only what he offers you is not real, but his system and his culture is either stolen, embellished, or not real. Right? Now, remember these things that I've said to you. As you listen to this clip, it's a 9-minute clip, as Gregory Mannarino talks about the system and talks about how nothing in this system is real. And your mind will go back to Elijah Muhammad telling you about the tricknology of this devil, okay? All right, I want you to listen closely. Don't hang up. Just listen closely. Here we go.
Having you on, and this we talk all the time. You were just talking about that in the pre-interview, and one of the things you came up with this week was, hey man, you called me on Thursday, and did you see the bond market sell off at the open and the stock market? That's unusual. If we had a real market, the whole thing would be rolling over. This is ominous. Friday of last week, again, the bond market rolled over right at the beginning. What do you suspect is going on? You think you were the guy that said this is going to take off after. Donald Trump got elected. You know, this is a big sea change. This is a game changer. I believe that was your name, the way you put it. Now, it seems to me you're worried, increasingly worried. What's going on?
I had to stop there for a minute because of this part. I'm gonna replay it all, okay? When I heard this, I just had to go back to something. I have to tell y'all this. Remember, I used to play the clips of when Gregory Mannarino used to come on. He was telling you all about how the economy was collapsed. And how there's no way out. And then all of a sudden when Trump was running for president, Gregory Mannarino said, Trump is the only one that can do this and do that. And I kept telling you on the air, I said, when Trump comes to office, Gregory Mannarino is going to be sadly disappointed. And it's going to be hard for them to accept it that Trump ain't the man that they thought. Some of them don't understand that this is the complete end of their system and world. And nothing can stop that. So as I play this again, I want you to listen close to that also, because at the beginning, the first minute or so, Greg from USA Watchdog even brings this up to Gregory Mannarino. I want you to pay close attention to this, okay?
Having you on, and this, we talk all the time. You were just talking about that in the pre-interview. And one of the things you came up with this week was, hey, man, you called me on Thursday, and did you see the bond market sell off at the open and the stock market? That's unusual. If we had a real market, the whole thing would be rolling over. This is ominous. Friday of last week, again, the bond market rolled over right at the beginning. What do you suspect is going on? You think you were the guy that said, this is going to take off after Donald Trump got elected. You know, this is a big sea change. This is a game changer. I believe that was your name, the way you put it. Now, it seems to me you're worried, increasingly worried. What's going on with the bond market and the stock market selling off on Thursday and the bond market selling off again on Friday? What's going on?
I'll tell you, Greg, I think people have to pay attention to this. And you know better than anybody else, because, again, we do talk all the time, that you have to watch the action in the bond market. Everyone's looking at the stock market. That's what the mainstream financial channels want you to look at to keep you distracted. But the bond market, which is the biggest of them all, the debt market, one and the same, a lot of people don't understand that. That's where all the action is going to start before it bleeds off to everything else. This is how traders like myself, who know what they're doing, stay ahead of the market. It's that simple. I'm not sitting there staring at the stock market. I'm watching what the bond market is doing, and then that will give me a heads up as to what more than likely is going to follow through with regard to the stock market and everything else, as a matter of fact. People don't understand how important the bond market is, and that's why world central banks have chosen to take that aspect of the market, you know, and artificially suppress the interest rates for now nearly a decade here. But the sell-off in the bond market that we've had over Thursday and Friday really, to me, says there's something here that we have got to pay attention to, because not only did bonds sell off, I want people to pay attention to what I'm about to say. We saw the bond market sell off at the same time the stock market was selling off. That is unusual in this environment. We have not seen this type of action in as far back as I can remember. Generally, when this happens, when the stock market falls under pressure or it gets anxious or nervous or something like that, you see cash move back into the bond market. So when you have a simultaneous sell-off here like that, that, again, should make people say, whoa, what is going on here? Because now we got cash leaving two markets. Where is it going is the next question. And that's kind of how I think all the time. I say, okay, we got cash coming out of bonds rapidly, by the way. And I mean rapidly. It rattled the markets a little bit, no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, CNBC was forced to talk about it, although they have been trying to avoid this. They don't want people to hear this kind of stuff. They have to cheerlead. Okay.
So you were telling me that one person actually did bring it up, and boy, they shorted him out pretty soon. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I actually, CNBC, and I'm pretty hard on CNBC. I know a couple of these people that work there, and I don't know if they like me very much anymore, but I've been kind of hard on these people. But the truth of the matter is, they can't allow people to really see what's lying underneath everything. They're going to fluff it all up. But they had no choice but to start talking about the bond market. They mentioned it a little bit on Thursday and then a little bit on Friday as well, saying, hey, you know, what's happening here in the bond market? Is this something? And here's the kicker, which is what really gets to me. One of the commentators, as a matter of fact, it was Melissa Lee, she came out and started talking about it, and then the bond market, then all of a sudden it just goes silent. It goes silent. No one says a word. It's almost like they got a buzz in their ear. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about the bond market. But it's incredible. It really gets under my skin here, Greg. You know that better than anybody else, because, again, we talk all the time. I can't stand how these people are out there and not allowing people to make up their own minds to see the big picture. And the big picture, without looking at the bond market, I don't care what the stock market is doing. You have to watch the bond market first. It's tremendous. And this could be the beginning of something. Now, look, I'm urging people not to listen to Greg Mannarino. I want you to start listening to people like multi-billion dollar hedge funds who sound exactly like Greg Mannarino or former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan, who sounds exactly like Greg Mannarino, warning about the bond market. You know, it's unbelievable. So maybe we're starting to see something here, and I can promise you that we're gonna see a lot of action here in the market, and we've been seeing it past Thursday and Friday. That is very, very suspicious. For example, they tried to prop up the small caps. It didn't work both days. They tried to prop up tech. It kind of worked on Friday with the Nasdaq eking out a tiny, tiny fractional gain here, although the Dow did finish it down. But I believe sincerely that because we have such a managed market, Greg, and you know, it's no secret, central banks are buying up the stock market. The major banks are buying up the stock market. This is common knowledge now. We have
central banks. It is common knowledge. You could just say
it's common knowledge. People know this. I mean
Draghi said it. Go ahead.
Say that again?
I mean, Mario Draghi said it. We're buying stocks. We're buying bonds.
Oh.
He said it.
Oh, they're
The Japanese buy stocks and buy bonds. Swiss. The Swiss have a ton of U.S. stocks. The Swiss National Bank.
Almost $100 billion in U.S. stocks they're buying. And I can promise you that they're not the only – every central bank is doing this. Not only are the central banks doing it, but the largest banks in the world are doing this too, Greg. You know, look, what I want people to understand here, and I would imagine that most of your listeners are well aware of this, we have central banks managing the debt market. We have at least five of the world's largest banks rigging gold. It's common knowledge. Look it up on Wikipedia, the London Gold Fix. Please Google this, everyone.
They name
the banks who are rigging the market. It's common. Imagine, for example, Greg, that, I don't know, Apple stock was being rigged or having its price fixed by the banks. Could you imagine the outrage? It would be off the charts. But, you know, they'd be regulators there in 2 minutes. But with this actually right in our faces, they're fixing the price of gold. Nobody bats an eye. Why? It's because they cannot have gold competing with the dollar on the stage because it would threaten the petrodollar. I mean, it's so simple. So they're going to keep rigging this as long as they can. So real quick, let me put this together. Central banks rigging the debt market. You got these major banks rigging the gold market, and the stock market sitting right here in the middle, and it's also being rigged. So what you and I have been talking about, which seems like since I know you, is how everything is fake and nothing is real. There's no price discovery mechanism, Greg. That is the most frightening thing I want people to understand. When they're trying to gauge the value of anything at this particular point, it's not real. It's all being managed. And there's going to be a moment. I don't know when that is. I don't even speculate. When the market does its one and only job, and that is to determine fair market value. It's not being allowed to do that. That has created distortions of magnitudes that I can't even comprehend. And I think about this stuff all the time. It's beyond the scope of anybody. No one's smart enough right now to know the true value of what debt is right now, of what gold is right now, or the stock market. All of these things are so pulled and stretched away from their fair value that it's frankly frightening, because we're going to get a return to a fair value at one particular point. And the free – I'll tell you something else. I know I'm going off here, but the free market's going to be blamed for it. It's not the free market. It's because we have a managed market. If we had a free market where the price of assets was being established by market forces, well, then we would have a real market. But if we have all these things that are going on that I just outlined for you, we do not have a free market anymore, and it's very frightening. Very frightening.
He said it's very frightening. He said nothing is real. Then he said they keep doing this thing to keep you from seeing the big picture, keep you from seeing the big picture. Also want to say this, brothers and sisters, we're getting phone lines dropped. I'm very sorry. I apologize for that. I have no control over that, and I know since some phone lines are being dropped, then some are being blocked from calling back in. But again, as I always say, if you get dropped, call back in. If you get blocked, Wait a few seconds, call back in. Keep trying to call back in till you get back online. The same thing goes for those of you who are using your URL on the internet. If you get knocked off, refresh the screen, try to log back in and come listen to this show, because this is a very, very powerful example of truth. Now, again, he says, they don't want you to see the big picture. Nothing is real. Now, this is what Greg Mannarino has been saying for the last few years. Nothing is real. He's talking about how they manipulate everything. They try to control everything. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about. And Greg Mannarino was talking about how corrupt the system is. Well, I'm going to go to Fall of America real quick. On page 53 of Fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that, and this goes to the heart of you who are trying to become brokers, who are trying to become traders, who are trying, you know, and I'm not saying don't trade things because we need to trade, but I'm saying for those of you who are trying to get invested in this system, if the system itself is corrupted and you become embedded and invested in that system, morally, mentally, and economically, you become a part of that system, so when that system is removed, you also shall be removed because you have become what the system is. You take on the characteristics. If they're lying and cheating and doing underhand and backstabbing things, to survive in that system, you must do those things also, right? So Muhammad says, we cannot set up a better government for our people by using the corrupt political activities of this people, the arch deceivers. Listen to this part right here. All of their work, not some, not most, or not even partly, he says, all that encompasses everything of their work was based on deceiving the nations, not to bring them into friendly brotherhood and prosperity for the black man. So he is telling you that the system is inherently corrupt, and everything in that system is predicated on being an aggressor or being a hunter while viewing everybody else as the prey and trying to subjugate and suck up all of the resources and riches for yourself and leaving the host bleeding and dying. That's the way the system is. This is what you, so Gregory Mannarino says nothing is real, right? Isn't that something you hear the devil tell you these things? This is not just us saying it. This is, we're showing you what they are saying now, okay? So you can't be mad because we're telling you these things. Because everything that we're telling you about the technology, about the inherent corruption of the system, is proven to be true and also proven to be fatal to Pax Americana. Now, again, even Mr. Mannarino says something about the signs. You see, let me say something to you. Let me stop right here and say something to you. Brothers and sisters, the devil is losing control of his system. This is why he's hitting out. This is why he's lashing out. This is why he's mad. This is why he's blaming. This is why Muhammad says that that you could be blamed, right? He was talking about in the fall of America, you could be blamed because the devil has always blamed you for his shortcomings, for the blowback effect of his own actions. He always telling everybody else to man up and stand up and accept the repercussions and the ramifications of what you've done. But he's always trying to deflect the stuff that he's done when it comes full circle. And guess what? He's going to look at you and you can be blamed. He's trying to do it right now. That's why you have growing tensions, racial tensions, a growing racial divide within America. Because they're trying to blame somebody for the fall of America. And they don't want to point the finger at themselves. But we see signs, more and more signs, of the devil losing control. And as he loses control, he's going to become more angry. And he's going to try to take that anger out on you. All right? Well, let's listen to some of the signs.
Anymore. It's very frightening. It's very frightening.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about gold. Zero Hedge last week was reporting that that they dumped 4 billion in notional value on the gold market. And you know what I found weird about that? It only went down, it only closed down about 11:30.
I stopped there for a minute. I wanted that part of that clip to be played. You see how the markers are being turned upside down. This has everything to do with the dollar, maintaining the dollar. If the white man can maintain a dollar, he can maintain his riches. If he can maintain his riches, he can maintain his influence. If he can maintain his influence, he can maintain his posture and his position over you. But if the dollar goes down, so goes his power. So goes his position. So goes his authority. And then we have freedom. Remember, Greg Romanorino said something about the London gold fix, right? Remember how I always told you that Elijah Muhammad always tied the financial doom of England and America together? And remember how I told you, as a matter of fact, I believe I told you this on the last live show, about how England, America, and some of them European countries, and Canada was caught trying to settle their debts with tungsten that was layered in gold, right? Because they didn't have the gold. This is what I'm talking about. The financial doom is set in stone or tungsten. And we're watching it. And think about this. The London, I kept telling you, that the New York and the London exchanges are almost one and the same. And these are the two crime houses that all transactions globally go through. These are the two criminal enterprises that are so intertwined that you can't separate one without the other, right? And this is why Muhammad says in Fall of America that when the world went off the gold and silver standard, this is how he placed these words. I don't even have a book in my hand. The financial doom of England and America was sealed. Why did he put England's name before America in a book called The Fall of America? He's telling you about that London exchange because that was the main crime house for financial terrorism. And the New York exchange has grown to be her almost equal, but they work one and the same. You understand? And when the world is finding out, and they are finding out right now, that it is a crime syndicate, right? And they are nothing but gangsters. As that is becoming more and more apparent, you see more and more people are ditching the dollar. More and more nations are ditching the London Exchange and the New York Exchange. That's why Russia opened the Moscow Exchange. That's why Iran opened the borders on one of the islands. I forget the name of the island that they opened it on. That's why China opened up the Shanghai Gold Exchange. Because they're positioning themselves to reroute themselves around dollar domination, which means the fall of the dollar, which means the fall of the pound. You understand? And if these two fall, remember that these two nations, America and England, are the daughters of Babylon. And they must be brought to poverty, to their knees, before the world. Remember that. You read your Bible. Babylon had daughters coming up. And these daughters were wicked as hell. And they had to suffer a fate that was similar to what their mother suffered. This is America and England. They have got to be exposed. They've got to be brought low. This is the crux of what we're talking about. This is why we're talking about the end of Pax Americana. How in the hell can you do these escapades, these military escapades around the world? How can you occupy lands? How can you bomb nations and have a flourishing military industrial complex when you have no money to support it? If your money is worth nothing, how in the hell can you do something? I tell you what, you spend all of your money, right? And then you go out there talking about you going on a two-year trip to Acapulco, and you're going to live in the hotel, the most expensive hotel. See how far you get with that. See how far you get with it. So God is breaking them down by degrees from which you cannot perceive. And it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because the manipulation of the market is no longer enough to stop or forestall or stave off certain demise, certain death of the Pax American system centered on American dominance. And when we say America is interchangeable with the UK or England or Britain or whichever one you want to say, because they're one and the same. These are two daughters who have run around the world and occupied all these nations and are bombing left and right. Right? They're partners in crime. So I had to explain that to you before I go further and play this four-minute clip, okay, so that you can get the understanding of what is really going on. So please pay close attention.
It anymore. It's very frightening. It's very frightening.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about gold. Zero Hedge last week was reporting that that they dumped 4 billion in notional value on the gold market. And you know what I found weird about that? It only went down. It only closed down about 11:30 for the day. It's up for the week. What do you think about that kind of intervention and not getting a big result? It just seems to me like this stuff is wearing off, like it's not working anymore.
Well, you know what? We've seen this before. I talked about it on my video blog here, and how they do this is so, again, blatant. These entities, whoever they are dumping paper gold onto the market using market orders. Now, let me talk about what that is real quick. When an individual or an institution wants to either buy or something in the market, and you put in a market order, that means you're willing to pay anything for it if you're looking to buy, or sell it for whatever you can get. I mean, it's like me taking my Mercedes, putting it outside and putting a sign that says, okay, I want to sell this, and I'm willing to take whatever you want to give me. I don't care what it is. Just take this off my hands. So this is done to manipulate the markets, and we've seen it over and over and over again, and we're going to continue to see that. Again, the market is going to dictate fair value at one point. There's no doubt about it. But they are going, these central banks and these banks that are involved here, look this up. I'm urging people to look up the London Gold Fix. They are going to lose control at one point, just like the Fed is, and just like other world central banks are with regard to the markets that they're manipulating to.
By dumping this much gold onto the paper gold, I should say, by dumping this much gold onto the markets, is that a sign that they're losing? I mean, that gold should have been out $50. I mean, gold should have been on $100 if they dumped $4 billion. Nobody's got $4 billion of gold sitting around. This was, they just invented $4 billion of gold to sell, and they dumped it on the market. They only got it to go down 11 bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a sign of this losing steam, that people are calling BS on the BS, and they're just, it's all strong hands holding gold?
It very well may be, because I know that at one point the free market forces are going to win. I don't know when. I don't care when. I'm just, you know, trying to capitalize on this and let everyone understand what's going on so they can do the same thing. Absolutely, Greg. There is no doubt whatsoever. None. And
that's your read, too, though. I wanted to find out, is that your read, too? Because it seems to me, wow, Zero Hedge reports $4 billion dumped, and you get $11? I mean, if they're trying to drive the price down, that's not what they wanted. They didn't want $11 for a $4 billion lunch.
They're trying to scare people. That's all they're trying. They're trying to shake people out of it. Look, for anyone to believe, really, that the price of gold, the price action of gold right now is what the market is dictating, because it's not really the market, it's got to be insane. The real price of gold, in my view, today should be close to $8,000 an ounce. And silver should be probably $500 an ounce. So these are the real prices based on the ever-expanding debt. But again, they are so desperate. Again, they're fixing the price. They're rigging it. It's incredible. And then we're not done seeing. They're going to do everything and anything they can to keep this propped up until they're ready to kind of just, I guess, let this whole thing go. And that's when the middle class is going to receive a fleecing unlike anything they have ever witnessed, has ever been witnessed in world history, you know, to the nth degree. And I think that's really the general setup here. I can't imagine this going another way. And it's just ugly, Greg. You know that.
You're telling me about how ugly it's going to be, how ugly it is. and he keeps talking about how the system is being manipulated. And how does this gold market and how does this silver market relate to you? How of all this dumping paper contracts, what did Elijah Muhammad have to say about it? Well, we'll go into that in just a second, but he keeps talking about nothing is real, right? In an article about, I think, in 2016, April 30th, 2016, Zero Hedge had an article about how the system, and Gregory Mannarino was the feature in that article, in that video and interview. He was talking about the exact same thing. We are living in an environment where nothing is real. You can go check that out. And in that, he says, we exist beyond any shadow of any doubt in an environment of absolute fakery. Stop right there. What is fakery? Technology, right? Lies, deceit, right? He says, we exist beyond any shadow of any doubt in an environment of absolute fakery where nothing is real. From the prices of assets to what's occurring here with regard to the big Wall Street banks, the Federal Reserve, interest rates, and everything in between. All of this is being played in a way to keep people believing, listen to this, once again, that the system is working and will continue to work. See, he's telling you, but you don't pay attention to that because that's not the current TVs. That's not foolishness, but I want to go to something. So in chapter, we're going to get all this together. In, I think it's chapter 48 or 49. Let's see. Look, before the storm, 49. The messenger says, I'm afraid for you that you will receive what the people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the technology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, or very few, of course. Listen to this. This is in line, well, Gregory Mannarino's words are in line with what he's saying here. The false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. We must remember Daniel's prophecy that at the end of the war, desolations are determined. But before this happens, Allah will bless the people with a good time, as he did the people of the past, who wronged themselves and who did not pay attention to the prophet's warning among them. Allah destroyed them. They thought that they were fooling Allah, but Allah surprised them. He made the people rejoice for a short time with a show of great prosperity, and at the height of their great prosperity, suddenly, he destroyed them. This is the merciful law that Allah has put in nature. Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. America will do the same. America will rally and people will think that she is going to have a great future. And then the end will come in that kind of time. What did Gregory Mannarino say? Huh? All of this is being played in a way to keep people believing, once again, that the system is working and will continue to work, right? So from that, we go over to this, we connect this with the manipulation of the money market, and we see if Elijah Muhammad ever spoke on that, ever connected the dots with this, ever tried to show you how it's connected to you. So we go to chapter 55, because we're playing these clips, and I want you to understand that there's nothing in these clips outside of what Elijah Muhammad had already taught. You just got to be mindful when you read. Don't read just to say you read. Read for understanding. Okay? So, in chapter 55, there's a question there. The chapter is not a statement in words. It is a question in words. Can America exist? And he says, and I'm going to skip down from the first paragraph because I'm trying to get to some. I'm going to do the second, third, and fourth paragraph. They're short. Fourth and fifth paragraph. Excuse me. They're real short. They're only like two and three sentences. These are the days of reckoning for the white race, as their religious scholars and scientists agree. Stop right there. The days of reckoning. You understand what that is? This is the day that they're going to be called into account for the corruption, for the evil, for the greed, for the killing, for the occupation, for the wars, for the deceit. This is that day, right? And so you see there not only religious scholars, but you see there financial scholars telling you that something lies right over the near horizon that will be brutal, as Reverend Mannarino says. It's ugly. I'm just telling you, it's ugly. And in one of his clips I'm going to play, if we get the time, he's going to say, this will be biblical, okay? So Muhammad says, these are the days of reckoning for the white race, and their religious scholars and scientists agree. But because of their nature, evil, they cannot help doing evil things against the righteous. They make war against the righteous, the black man, to prevent him from accepting righteousness and the doing of righteousness. What does this have to do with the gold money? What the gold market? What is it? Listen closely. Give me time to lay this stuff out, okay? Today, the black man in America is to pray into the strong, powerful hands of his enemies, the children of the slave master. So now we get in the picture of the prey and the hunter, okay? He says, for 400 years, the slave master has mistreated their slave, and now in the day of their redemption, they are doing everything possible to deceive. What Gregory Manuel say? Fakery, right? To deceive them from accepting their salvation that Allah now offers to the black man of America. So God is offering you a way out. But notice that in this way out, all of a sudden there's a war on terror, which also is nothing but psyops and false flag operations and black ops, all of these things to demonize Islam, to demonize independence, for America to wage her war, get her crusade. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Hines 1555 blog, there's three premium articles, real good articles out, with videos in them about how even George Bush labeled this as a crusade. You understand? You got to read those articles. But anyway, this stuff here should bring to mind that all of the stuff that you see, as Gregory Manorino said, is not real. Whenever it advances the empire's policy, it's not real. They're doing this to try to bring you down. So I'm getting to something. He says, so strong is Allah's love for us that he now desires nothing but a total destruction of America. Right there. That's where I need to be at right there. I read everything else just for that part right there. So strong is Allah's love for us that he now desires nothing but a total destruction of America. Not a partial, but a total. All right? So how does he go about doing that? How do you go about destroying America, the most powerful nation on earth, the richest nation on earth, the most prestigious nation on earth, that exceptional nation, that superpower, that hyperpower, that unrivaled hegemon? How do you go about it? How do you go about taking it down? If her military is the key to her influence, it's the key to her stature, it's the power behind her political influence. You defund the military, right? You leave the home base deteriorate. He who guards every flank leaves the belly exposed. Is that not right? So, let's go to something. We're talking about these money markets. You see how this connects. Listen to this. So, Elijah Muhammad goes and says this. The messenger of God is so beautiful in his writings. He says, America has been blessed ever since her fathers came across the Atlantic out of the confines of Europe until this day. Now, for her evil done to her slaves, God threatens her with total destruction. Remember, we just read that God loved us so much that he now wants nothing but total destruction for America. And then Elijah Muhammad says that for her evil done to her slaves, God threatens her with total destruction. So now we get to the root of why the money markets are collapsing, why America is insolvent and bankrupt, why the Western world is in decline, why the system is imploding, why there's fear and consternation in the halls of power. Right? The root of it is the mistreatment of you. You understand? So Muhammad goes further. He lays it bare. He says, America and Germany are the most evil of the white race. These two governments have been blessed, but they have not shown any worthwhile respect to Allah for his blessings. They've not shown any. So listen to what Muhammad says. Allah calls people out of all nations of the earth to come to America. They came seeking a heaven in her, but those who came were evil too. As the revelation in symbolic language teaches us in Revelation 18:2, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, talking about America, the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils and a hole of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. There is no people nor country than America that fits this prophecy better than America and her people. She, listen to this. Now he goes, he lays out the reason why America's fallen because of you. Then he tells you what Allah is doing to make her fall, okay? See, you got to read this stuff like this, or else it just blows over your head. So he goes and he says, she has become a house filled with evil practices, with every member of the nations taking part. Is that not right? What did Manorino say? That all of the central banks are involved in this, right? The cover-up, the buying of the debt. They're trying to prop up the system. Is that not right? So Muhammad says, yet she has been blessed with her great harvest of food, which is enough to feed the nations of the earth, with her great advancement into the heights of mechanical knowledge, and with her great wealth, listen to this, and with her great wealth in silver and gold that enabled her, listen to this past tense, that enabled her. Now, at the time he was speaking this was true. I mean, this was actually going on. But he was speaking so far in the future, he said, that enabled her once upon a time. So even in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, America was still manipulating the gold and the silver markets, right? She's trying to do it today, but Mr. Manorino says nobody is buying her BS. Isn't that what they said? So Muhammad says, with her advancement in the heights of mechanical knowledge and with her great wealth in silver and gold that enabled her once upon a time to command the value of silver and gold of the world. But as it is written, in all of this growing up of wealth and power, the axe of justice was laid at the root of this great tree of prosperity and authority of the nations of the earth to be used by the Holy One to put a stop to their evil practices and injustices to the righteous. So now Muhammad talks about how she manipulates the gold market, right? The silver market, manipulates their prices. And now he talks about that she would not be able to do it anymore. What is going on? What is Manorino saying to you now? What are you hearing on USA Watchdog? What is X-22 report telling you? What are all these people from Salente to Jim Rogers, what are they telling you now? That America and England once were able to manipulate without fault the markets. And now they can no longer disguise the manipulation, and the people are now jumping ship. Is that not right? What do you say? But as it is written, in all of this growing up of wealth and power, the axe of justice was laid at the root of this great tree of prosperity and authority. Is that not right? So what we're looking at is what? The undoing of Pax Americana. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the more we talk about this, you see how this connects right there. I bet you read that book a million times and didn't understand how that related to you and how that related to the gold and money markets. Bet you that. But it is clear. You can't say he didn't speak about it. I just read it. And he spoke about it when nobody else was talking about it. And we're seeing how relevant his speech is because we're looking at it in real time unfolding. Is that not right? So let me go to the phone lines real quick, and we'll try to – oh, man, the time goes by so quick when I'm trying to talk to my people. We might have to extend it a little bit, but let me go to the phone line because I see my good brother up there. Brother Rashid. As-salamu alaykum, good brother.
As-salamu alaykum, Black. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good, brother. Go ahead.
Brother, the more you know about Elijah Muhammad, the more you love him. And brother, he was our man. Ain't that
yes,
something?
Sir.
That God came down and got one of the so-called American Negroes and put his wisdom in him and to make us that he was going to be choose to build the next world. Brother, that's something that we should be jumping for joy from now until then for, and to let alone to be run around here bad mouthing him. But you, by
yeah.
what you just said, it shows you the wisdom in our beloved leader and teacher, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And from all that's going on from the world, it's like we said, it's like he had our own personal fortune teller. Elijah Muhammad, to tell us what's coming down the wheel of time. I mean, just think, nobody else on the planet got nothing like that.
That's right.
We should be thankful that we got Elijah Muhammad with us, brother. And we should, like I said, the more you know about him, the more you love him. But one thing before I leave is that we must remember that the worst scum of Europe came to make America. You see?
That's right.
If he was a murderer, a liar, a pedophile, a cut what Europe did, they got all of their scum and sent them over to America. They were exiled over here. And then if the scum of Europe, how can you expect America to ever live up to their words? They didn't live up to their agreements to the Indians, did they? How many treaties did they have to the Indians, and how many agreements did they make up? For anybody around the world to believe in and trust in what America put her John Hancock down on a piece of paper is worthless. Because, you know, she's the worst part of the people of Yaku. Salaam alaikum, Black.
My lady Salaam. That's right, Black man, Black woman. As I've told you on many shows, that the founding fathers were criminals. Especially they had arrest warrants for George Washington. Out. You can go do research and find them. And this is what England and those colonial powers did. They spread out and had penal colonies. Australia, New Zealand, all of these places were penal colonies. And they took the worst of their society, which that tells you something if their society was bad, and they took the worst of it and sent it overseas to the Western world. That tells you just how bad the founding fathers and mothers of this nation were. Okay? But, again, and I think it makes us joyful to see that Elijah Muhammad is so correct, so precise in what he's saying and how he tells you these things. And brothers and sisters, listen to me good on any and everything. This is I'm not arrogant. I want to say this to you. I'm very humble. But why should I not show confidence in the truth? Some people get mad at me because I say I challenge anyone on this truth. You shouldn't do that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was so confident in what he had, he said that he would give you $10,000 out of his brother's vest pocket. And then he went up, he said, I'll give you 10,000 times 10,000. Right? Now, that's a man who is bold and confident in what he has. And if that's my leader and teacher, and he's the example for me, why should not declare to the world, if you believe that what you have is superior, bring it on, 347-989-0855. Let's shake, rattle, and roll. What I'm showing to you is that nothing they got can come against this truth. It is as with Pharaoh. When Pharaoh was confused and against Moses, Pharaoh promised the people, if you would go against Moses and defeat Moses, I'll make you near to me. And he called the soothsayers and the magicians. And Moses met up with the soothsayers and the magicians. And he told them, cast down your staff, and I shall cast down mine. And when they cast down their staffs, Moses cast his down and said, immediately it ate up the lies. What I'm telling you is that we are casting the staff of Moses, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it's eating up the lies and the deception that all of the world is putting out there before you. We stand against and on the staff of Moses this day to show the world that you have nothing that can defeat the divine order and power of Almighty God who has come to us in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praise is due forever. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we're not going off the air. You're going to listen to me. Because there's a couple of clips that I want to get to. They're short clips. I'm going to skip over a few. But I'm going to at least play three more clips, and two of them or 2 minutes, or one is one, 2 minutes, one is 3 minutes, and one is 4 minutes. So you've got to let me play these clips, okay? All right? So I want you to listen to this. I'm going to skip a few of the other clips that I have for you. But listen to this three-minute clip here. And please don't answer your phones and don't click over. Listen closely.
Quick way, I can promise you that.
I wanted to bring up the bond default. They are officially in default, Venezuela. Officially in default, here we have another Puerto Rico not paying. Venezuela, we're not paying either. There's several states in the union that I at some point, either they're going to say, we can't pay, or they're going to get a bailout. All those spiking interest rates will increase that. What does the Venezuela situation mean in terms of what's going on in the bond market? I mean, we have unbelievably low rates, and they can't even make the interest payments. What's going on? What does it mean that Venezuela just said, oops, can't pay?
No one can pay. Look, this whole Ponzi scheme of debt being borrowed into existence in perpetuity in greater and greater amounts has to come to an end at one point. And maybe we're starting to see this right now. The debt can never be paid back. And the fiat currency, the dollars, are part of that debt. It's a frightening prospect here, Greg, to put this into a perspective, understanding what we might be seeing, a little light through the door, a little darkness, however you want to look at it, come through that door when we're looking at South America over here, because this is going to sweep the globe. Like I've been telling people for years, okay, that we are now underneath an umbrella of debt, which can only get worse. It can never be paid back. If we know that this is going to continue to expand and it can never be paid back, there's going to be a moment of implosion when the debt-based economic model cannot function anymore. And then everything grinds to a halt. That's it. It's party over. It's no cash from the machines, no cash from the bank, no access to anything at that particular time. People in Venezuela, they're eating the zoo animals. They're eating zoo animals because they have no food. It's incredible. So this is a scenario that the world is going to face, and I don't care where you live. Here, you live in Beverly Hills in the United States, you're probably the biggest target of them all, because I can promise you that throngs of people are going to come right to your house, right to your neighborhood, and take whatever they can from you just to survive. We have to always look at this thing, Greg, in a worst-case scenario. In a worst-case scenario, we're starting to see this debt market melt down around the world. This is going to lead to a correction in the human population, because the bubble in debt is what has allowed the population around the world to explode and grow exponentially. If we can no longer borrow from the future like we've been doing to create this false environment, it's all going to implode. And again, it's a horrible prospect, but we are in a human bubble right now, along with the debt bubble, Greg. It's going to be biblical. That's all I have to say. It has the potential to be biblical when this comes down.
Yeah, it's going to be biblical. It has the potential to be biblical. And he's talking about the people in Beverly Hills and all around the country. He says that people are going to come in and take what they want from you. And it brings back to mind something that I have been telling you all on this show years ago. And I told you what Brother Saladin told me that was given to them in FOI class. He said that it may come a time when you may have to put towels under your door, right? And you may have to go into a secluded room in your house and eat food, because you may not be able to cook in certain periods of that time, because if you cook, the people on the outside may smell the food. They may kick in your door, come in and eat you and the food, because it's going to be that bad. See, a lot of you didn't get this stuff. And this is why I'm sharing it with you, because the brother so freely shared it with me. And so I want you all to know that we are entering a time unlike any other time before. Because, as Gregory Manorino says, there's a correction taking place. And when you hear him say that, you just go about your business, la, 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 you say a correction taking place. For something to be corrected, then that means something is wrong. You understand? For if everything is right, the correction is no longer needed. Is that not right? So for a correction to take place, evidently, we have gone about certain things through the wrong way. And according to the dictionary, a correction means the action or process of correcting something. A change that rectifies, listen to this, a change that rectifies an error or inaccuracy. You understand? So, what we're looking at is a change that is underway to rectify what that unnatural man, his unnatural thoughts, and what he built with his unnatural environment. It's there to remove all of that because it is now butting up against the natural order of things. You understand? So we're looking at universal change. The devil calls it climate change, global warming, because he sees the earth shifting, the earth changing. He sees unnatural, what he calls unnatural events in the earth and above the earth that is signifying a great change underway. The old order of man under the divine supreme being is being reestablished, and that new man that has been here for 6,000 years is being removed, and everything from his foundation is being undercutted and removed. You understand? And he is now standing in a no man's land. He knows it. And he's looking through his viewfinders, and he's seeing the end of his world and the end of Pax Americana. I want you to pay close attention to this next clip. Here, please listen to this next clip, because if you don't, you're going to miss something. But listen to what he says. This is that two-minute clip.
Biblical when this comes down.
And this bond market sell-off, people are saying, I want my money. These people aren't going to pay back the debt. Venezuela just defaulted. Maybe that's part of it. Puerto Rico defaulted.
Pension plans, think about it.
So they're saying, I'm out. Give me my money. I'm selling now. They're early adapters. They're early adapters to getting out. You're thinking that if more people say, oh, this is never going to get paid back. What, we have a default in Venezuela? Who's next? I mean, that's the question, right? Who's going to say, we can't pay? Is that the next question?
We can't pay back our debt here. And like, let's talk about Alan Greenspan. Remember Alan Greenspan saying, oh, we can pay back any debt? Oh, sure, we can. That means we're going to have to print all this cash out of thin air. And what do people think that means? If we were to print out $22 trillion, $100 trillion, if you want to include the unfunded liabilities, what does that mean for the dollar? That means your dollar isn't buying you anything. You might want to go try to buy a loaf of bread. It might be $400. I mean, it's an incredible situation. There's going to be a price to pay for this, Greg. You know this as well as everybody else. And everyone listening who has a couple of functioning brain cells, I believe, can put this together in their own head. It's not that hard. But again, people are not ready for this, Greg. They don't want to hear it. It's outside their comfort zone, outside their thought paradigm. And all I can say is the signs are everywhere. And, you know, talking about signs everywhere, what we talked a little bit about in the pre-interview here, they'll bring us to war. If they have to, they will do anything and everything to create reasons to borrow cash into existence. If that means another world war for which millions will die, they'll do that too. It doesn't matter to them. They will grease the wheels of this machine that they've created with our blood, with our guts. And we mean nothing to them. And unfortunately, people have no clue. They have no idea of what's really going on.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And that's why I had to go through so much blowback with so-called believers. They didn't understand that all of what you see happening in the Middle East, all that you see happening in Africa and in South and Central America and in Asia, all of this has a direct relation to your salvation. They didn't understand it because they had never heard it like that in the last 30 or 40 years because people were not telling them these things. They could not connect dots. And I'm telling you, listen, if what I'm saying is not true, then why does it keep happening exactly the way we explained it on the show? Huh? We're not asking for your money. We're not asking you to buy this and buy that. We say if you want to support us, support us. But what we want to do is do our duty, a diligent duty, and show you the truth and give you the same things that were offered to us. Now, it's up to you to accept it or reject it. We're not here to force feed you this stuff. But what we are going to do is tell you the unadulterated truth, to give you the opportunity to make an informed and correct decision. Because we are now in the day of decision, and America's falling. You heard what Gregory Mannarino said. He said they don't want to accept this. People don't want to hear this because it's out of their paradigm of thought. absolutely the case. I've been saying that for the longest. I don't think ill of people who cannot grasp what I'm saying. Like one brother said to me, brother, we want to hear about what's going on down the street, not what's going on in China. This was a couple of years ago. I said, do you not understand it, that what happens down in China is directly related to what's going to happen on the streets? And if you're not informed of this, how can you prepare? He said, we want to hear feel-good stuff. We want to hear preaching stuff, which was, it just boggled my mind. And it showed me that he didn't understand the time. He didn't understand. And this is what you hear Gregory and all the rest of them say. They often talk about the exact stuff that I've told you over the years, that this stuff is interrelated and connected. And when one happens, it sends a ripple effect around the globe. And you hear what he says? He says, this will be global. You understand? This is why you can't run from this, because this thing is going to engulf the entire world. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will be made to confess that this is the day of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention. Before we go off there, I want to play one more clip, and we'll come back. We'll wrap it up. And I want you to hear what he has to say about this system, and you'll see whether or not the stuff that I've been telling you, the stuff that we've been talking about how criminal, how parasitic the system is, and how now it's dying. You'll see even those who are an intricate part of the trading system and the bond system and the money market system is now being witness to what we've said for years. Pay close attention to this here.
Idea of what's really going on.
You know, I have had people on saying, oh, well, you know, let's just, I had one person say, not a regular commenter, and I didn't comment back. You know, let's just all admit we missed a lot of great profits in the stock market, and a lot of people were wrong. And you know what I thought about this later? It hit me. I thought, well, let's just say anybody involved in the market engaged in the criminal enterprise, you're playing with criminals. You think you're swimming in a pool with tadpoles and little baby turtles, and you're in a swimming pool where the sharks are deep. And this whole thing is a crime scene. And you're saying that I mean, you're a trader, so you're in and out, and in and out, and in and out. You know, you trade like you have a trader's mind. Oh, I took a loss here. I'm going to make money here. People don't have that mind. They don't ever think, I'm going to take a loss. So I was telling a friend of mine this. I said, you think you're going to get your money? Let me make sure I understand this. You think you're going to see trouble. You're going to call your broker, or you're going to go online, and they're going to make your trade before they make the trades of BlackRock. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
They're going to make your trade before they trade the Goldman Sachs. You're going to beat Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Citi. You're going to beat those people, Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. And she just looked at me like, I mean, yeah, I know, but this is a giant criminal enterprise. And, yeah, it's been good, but oh, when it stops, it's going to stop hard and fast. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. It's going to come down very, 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 very rapidly. There's not going to be any slow burn here whatsoever. It's going to be every man or woman for themselves. Everyone's going to run for the door at the same time. And you and I have talked about this a couple of years back. At one point, there's going to be no one's going to want to buy anything. You're going to have something to sell on the market. No one's going to want to even buy it at that point. And again, in a worst case scenario, and with a managed market like we have right now, I cannot imagine a way that we're not running straight into a worst case scenario. You always have to be ready for it. So look, yeah, people right now, they're using the stock market. They're propping it up because they're trying to keep people distracted. Oh, if the stock market's really high, the world economy must be doing really good. In fact, our economy in the United States must be booming. You know, this is how they think. They're unable to see beyond that, and it's used as a prop to just, you know, manipulate the minds of people because they're all happy and gleeful that they're watching their 401k plans. They're getting richer on paper, like you just referred to. But let's see when that moment comes, when this starts to roll over and this sells off very, very rapidly, what's going to happen at that point? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The same thing like last time. People are going to get on the phone with their fund managers or their brokers or whatever it might be, and their brokers are going to try to talk them out of selling. That's the number one thing that's going to happen. And they're going to ride their investments into the dirt. But this particular time, the Fed cannot do anything. There can be no bailout. There can be nothing. The money they lose this time will not come back in their lifetime. Maybe next lifetime in whatever new system evolves out of this. But in this lifetime, the money that people lose this time, it's never coming back. The whole system is going to implode upon itself because it's not being allowed to do its one and only job. It's very sad. Its only job is to determine fair value, Greg. That's the job of all of these markets, but they are managed. And there lies the problem. It's an incredible thing that we can have our Congress people or even our president, who is well aware of what is going on here, but doesn't say anything. He just keeps touting the stock market. Okay, you know what? That's all well and good. But it's going to hurt a lot of people at one time. I don't know when that's going to be, and maybe we're seeing the opening act. I don't know. I'll know more next week. I don't know. Maybe we'll get back on in a couple of weeks and talk about it. But watch that bond market, people. I can't stress that enough. That is the biggest tell in South America. There's another big tell for you. Let's start looking at all this stuff and let's start paying attention and look in the right spots. Don't look where the mainstream wants you to look. Look in the right place.
So he talks about the criminal enterprise, the criminal system. He talks about the inevitable implosion and collapse of this system. And he talks about the wealth destruction. And I know as we talk about these things, and it's scary, it's fearful for a lot of you, but you shouldn't fear, because all of these things are taking place to free you from a people who have held not just you, but held the entire world captive and have even tried to subjugate and subdue nature. They believe that they can improve upon what God has created, right? This devil is saying he has to be removed because he's going too far into the sciences now. And he's trying to backdoor things and make his own creations now. So this is time that God removes him. That's why without the money, he can do none of these things. So I want to say to you all who are listening to me today, don't worry about this. Get your mind right. Get your heart right. Get your head right. Start trying to prepare. Get your food. Get your water. Get your essentials, the things, toilet paper, butt wipes, alcohol, all of these things. If you can, get you a solar generator. Get you a few. Get you things that are a necessity. All right? Because this thing is going to break, and it's going to break bad for these people. But you don't have to fear, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in our closing. There is nothing that you have to fear today but God himself. It is useless for us to fear our enemy after the coming and presence of our God, who has power over the very atoms of life. Stop right there. So now we've got to trust in God to do what he said he was going to do. You understand? He made promises to us, and he gave us conditions of those promises. And if we live according to the conditions, the contract is valid. So we should watch for him to fulfill his obligations in that divine contract. So if we are confident in that, we shouldn't fear what we see going on. He goes further and says, it is useless for us to fear our enemy after the coming and presence of our God, who has power over the very atom of life. For it is fear of the white man that will cause our people to eat the fire of hell with the white man. If they do not recognize this part right here, if they do not recognize the fact that it is God whom they should fear and not the devil. The world of the white man is now crumbling and coming to naught. We've just established that with all of the clips, with all of the talking, with all of the articles, with all of the definitions. We've just established that fact, right? So some of us, we get bent out of shape because we believe that we should be able to do X, Y, and Z, and we're not confident enough when we're doing all that is required of us. So we panic, and we're trying to reconstitute things that are past their time. But I'll get you in 1 second. Okay, just give me 1 second to read this, and I'll bring you in 1 second. He says, the world of the white man is now crumbling and coming to naught. Now he gives us something, a safety zone. He gives us something to look for, something to hope in, something that will protect you and I and our families and the securities of our families, okay? This is what he says. The safety of the black man is in his God. Not in the acquisition of power, money, land, or wealth, but in his God. As the Holy Quran teaches us, in this day and time, see, he's talking about another day and another time, in this day and time, seek refuge in Allah, the God of the black man. Listen to this. He is the only place of refuge, not it. He is the only place of refuge. Why? Because as you've heard Jim Rogers say before, as you heard all of these pundits, and today you've heard Gregory Mannarino say, this thing will be global and it will be biblical. You understand? So the only safety zone is in the bosom of your Lord. Let me go to the phone line quick. I think this is our good brother, Macau. I bring you in, my good brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, my good brother?
It's so fine by Allah's grace, brother. Thank you. Very, very critical analysis, brother. You are so on point, and we just want to thank you for that as usual. All praises due to Allah for his messenger, and thank you again for repeating and reminding everybody, seek refuge in Allah, the almighty, true, and living God. He's real. He's here. We are Allah collectively, the people of Allah, but it is the almighty, true, and living God who has the power over everything. Thank you, brother. As-salamu alaykum, everybody.
Thank you, my good brother. And brother, I got to give you a call this week also, my good brother. I've been running behind. I got to give everybody, Brother Jerry, everybody a call. I've been running behind, but I, brothers and sisters, these are good brothers. They understand what I'm doing behind the scenes and stuff. So they're patient with you, brother, unlike most people. But brothers and sisters, listen. Stay true to the word of God. Don't let nobody distract you. And again, all I'm saying to you is what is written in Scripture, what is said by the prophets, what is said by the messengers, what is said by the apostles of God, and especially by the last and the greatest of them all, who got it directly from the Lord of the world. And I'm proving it to you through world events, circumstances, economics, geopolitics. How in the world can you deny such clear evidence of the fall and the end of Pax Americana and the rise of the aboriginal black nation of the earth? Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. I love you so much. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Deliverer, Jesus Christ, Master Farad Muhammad, has for you and his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, has for you and that mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next meet again, always remember to stay true, to stay real, but above all things, my brothers and sisters, remember to stay right.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roles we play. Walk in the ground with
The Home Depot has a huge selection of shingles and roofing supplies in stock right now, ready to go for building or rebuilding, and available at bulk prices. Plus, with the Home Depot's Pro Extra Rewards, you also get purchase tracking and volume pricing, so you can get what you need when you need it without searching for it. The shingles and roofing supplies you're looking for are ready and waiting for you at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.